BBC News. Pro-government rallies are being held in parts of Iran in an attempt by the authorities to counter protests sparked by the death of a woman in police custody. However, a BBC correspondent says videos on state television appear to show a low turnout. Iranian state television says 41 people have been killed since anti-government unrest began more than a week ago. At least 23 people were killed when an overcrowded boat capsized in a river in northern Bangladesh. Rescuers managed to pull some people from the water, but dozens are still missing. The accident happened on Sunday in the Koratora River in Panjara district. Most of the passengers were Hindu pilgrims. Police in northern Kenya say cattle rustlers have killed at least 11 people, including 8 officers. A local chief was also among the victims of the violence on Saturday in Turkana County. Here's Will Ross.
A statement from the Kenyan police force described this as a criminal and cowardly ambush. Officers have been deployed to a remote part of Turkana County to recover stolen cattle when they were attacked. The authorities have blamed what they called bandits from the Pokot ethnic group. Cattle rustling and clashes over access to pasture are common in the country's arid areas. The ongoing drought in Kenya, the worst in 4 decades, has fueled tension, as well over 1 million highly prized livestock have died. Kenya's new president, William Ruto, has pledged to end the insecurity.
The South Korean government says it will buy nearly 500,000 tons of rice this year from the country's farmers to stabilize falling prices. South Korea has grown too much rice for a number of years because consumption habits have changed. Officials have tried to persuade farmers to grow other crops, such as wheat and soybeans, but with limited success. BBC News.